Tell us, for those who maybe aren't familiar, the importance of this lab down in Brookings, Jason, and what they do.
Yes, definitely. Well, thank you, Mike. And you lifted off the correct title for the lab. It's kind of a mouthful, but it's very important. What this, we shorten it up to say ADRDL lab performs for us is any of the research and problem-solving issues in terms of livestock, wildlife, pets, and even some zoo animals that they have in there. So if there is an issue where somebody wonders why a particular animal has died, or if there are a series of animals that have come up dead, then at least we have a lab there that they can do the full necropsy. They get into DNA testing. They've done a lot of just pretty much anything and everything in terms of the diagnostics involved with living creatures, and it's certainly an important resource for us because we know we've had outbreaks in the swine industry and the poultry, and anytime there's a question on tuberculosis or when it was brucellosis or any of those types of more bovine or buffalo type of issues, that's where they go. And of course, if anybody has a rabies case, this is one of our main labs. We have another one in Pier, but this is where the rabies testing will happen to determine if the human involved in that rabies incident has to go through the series of shots to protect themselves from the rabies.
Jason, the lab has been around for some time. Is it just a case where it's time for maybe just a little more than a fresh coat of paint, that the issues down there run a little bit deeper than that?
Yeah, so a very good point on that, Mike. So the lab initially was built in the 60s. It was upgraded in the early 90s. And the unfortunate issue with this lab, and that's kind of been the case for many of our state buildings, it never had a true maintenance and repair budget that was factored into paying for the property, and so here we sit with something that SDSU handles the administration of the laboratory, but it's still a state lab for everyone. It's not exclusive to college students down there. It's a lab for everybody. Anyways, they just piece things together, and so nothing has been done to help take care of everything down there. So yes, it has some years on it, but more than anything, it's dated from the standpoint of now we have some very nasty diseases that not only the researchers need to protect themselves from, but all of us that are out here in livestock country. I myself am a cow-calf producer and farmer, and we want to make sure that if they're going to do testing down there, especially if it could be something such as bad as a foot-and-mouth case, which we hope we never get in South Dakota or the United States, but it most likely could happen, they need to make sure they have the proper safety mechanisms in place. And so it's something where they can't even hardly lift some of these animals anymore. They don't have the proper crane systems and things like that in place that work, and even just something of the simple fact of the necessary hot water working in everywhere. So it's something that needs to be completely renovated, but I want to rest assure the listeners that this is something that we dedicated over $1 million last year in state funding to help do some background to make sure we're investing this money wisely. And they come up with a plan to add on an entire new wing. Basically, they build a whole new lab alongside the existing building, and then that way we can renovate the old building. So we're not taking a wrecking ball and knocking this whole thing down and starting from scratch. It was most cost-effective to use still some of the initial physical plant structure that still is solid. We just need to get the HVAC system, everything else updated on the old one, and then have this new lab that we can maintain our workforce there that are top-notch researchers. They developed some of the latest vaccines in terms of when we had the avian influenza outbreak.
It's not an inexpensive fix, that's for sure, Jason. I know Governor Dugard was in Watertown a couple of months back and spoke to the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association convention here in town, and he talked about the importance of this project, roughly $50 million, And the governor was talking about a state contribution of around $5 million of that $50 million. But, Jason, I want to hear have you and the audience hear a soundbite from Jody Anderson. She's the executive director of the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association. And she says that her organization feels that the state needs to kick in more than that $5 million.
We would like to see significantly more than the $5 million come out of the state general funds or other sources versus having the livestock industry pay such a significant share. We have said that we would agree to provide some piece of the funding package to move this project forward this time as well, but we certainly think that the $46 million is too much to ask of the industry at this point in time.
What about it, Jason? $5 million from the state, kind of a small portion when you look at the $50-plus million total cost, but it comes at a time when tax revenues are down and state dollars are tight. So how do we get this one figured out?
Yes, well, thank you for all of the background on that, Mike. And so we're looking at a total price tag of closer even to $58 million, but the reason that we work with the around the $50 million range is because they do have some money on hand in terms of this lab that they've been dedicating for this renovation project. So there's about $6 million it comes from all the fees of using the lab. This is not a free lab. Everybody that wants some testing done has to pay for that and work with their local veterinarian. So we're working with a number that's, yes, the governor pledged $5 million of state money. That's going to be even tough to work with in terms of these revenue shortfalls that are, bouncing around that $30 million, if not more, depending on which figures we end up using in terms of shortfalls. Could be more by the time we get to finalizing the budget. So it's going to be very tough to find the necessary money, even from the state side of things. But what we do have to look at, and that's where, just as I advocated for last weekend at the Cracked Barrel in Watertown Farm Show, we have existing state funds that are set aside in the case of READY, which is economic development type of fund, and we have a few other various reserves. But these are set aside for projects just like what we see right here in terms of something that is needed for a benefit for the entire state. This comes down to not only human health, but also just food safety. And so I brought forth, in working with some of my Republican colleagues as well, Senate Bill 162, and we're saying that over half of the funding for the project should be utilized with the READY or some of our existing funds that we have within the state. And that's one thing, as you shared the soundbite from the Cattlemen's Group, and the same with the Stock Growers, Farmers Union, and I believe Farm Bureau and some of the other groups, they all are saying that we can't afford to place this $50 million burden solely on the backs of livestock producers. And so that's where the real disagreement comes down, and that's the difference. Senate Bill 172 is the governor's plan, and that includes $46 million in fees on agriculture over the next 25 years just to pay for his plan. So we have a real disagreement there, but I will share, Mike, we have been meeting this last week and having some very fruitful discussions. And so I can get into some of those when you would like me to, but just so everybody's aware a little bit on what the governor's planning on, I don't think these will come to fruition, but he was talking about a feed tonnage fee of 55 cents per ton on anything that's delivered basically in the feed, and then veterinary inspections at the sale barns at 30 cents per animal at the sale barn, and then another one is 5 cents a bird for poultry, and then it's hard to figure it out, but it's four hundredths on a hundredweight of raw milk assessment fee. So anyways, those are all things that we will debate, but it's going to be an issue that we won't finalize this plan until the end of session, most likely, because the negotiations are ongoing.
Yeah, you kind of answered my next question here, and that is, given the budget situation that we're in right now in the state, Jason, dollars are tight, we all know that, but also given the magnitude and the importance of this lab work that's done and the importance of the work that they do, what's the sense of urgency to get something done this session versus kicking the can down the road and saying, oh, maybe we'll take care of it in the next few years?
Absolutely. So that's been the most important issue that we have to figure out and balance in terms of a legislative body. So there's 105 of us legislators, and I would say that really only about a dozen, so 10 to 12 actually have any connection to livestock throughout our state. And certainly there are legislators that represent districts that have many cattle, hogs, and turkeys. But the whole issue here is, how do we make sure to do this project and get the lab work started this year, is because we have a host of researchers and administrative folks that run this lab, and they're some of the best in the nation. And so as part of working through all this, we need to give those people the reassurance that we want to invest not only in their work that they have built up so far, but also in something that's so important for our state. So not only that issue, but then also the question is, so if it's not going to be updated and renovated this year, what do those researchers do with the $6 million that's set aside? Do they start spending some of that money to update a little bit on the HVAC system, or do they start maybe trying to get a better crane system than what they have? But you never know if all of that's going to fit into the whole master plan, should the money be available next year or 2 years. And so it's really a tough situation. I mean, it's no different than what schools will work with, or it's no different than counties. That was the example that was given by a very good friend of mine and someone I'm proud of, President Barry Dunn at South Dakota State University. He shared how, I think it was Minnehaha County and a few others, and of course we know at Coddington also, are considering jails, and how usually that price tag on a jail bumps around that $50 million. And so, yes, this is a lot of money for a lab that's focused on animals, but it's for our entire state. So the urgency is this year, because we want to keep our staff that are there, but also we don't want to spend money that in the end could be just wasted because of an overall plan to do the updates. The states around us have been updating their labs, which have often been double or triple the amount of money. And that's the other question we need to ask ourselves is, so if other states have these labs, why do we need to do one here in South Dakota? We really need to make the case when it comes to our livestock industry in South Dakota. It's very important to the livelihood of our state. And if we had to rely on Iowa or Nebraska or Minnesota to do the testing for us, should we have some type of a disease outbreak, our testing from South Dakota would come secondary, because they obviously have a statutory obligation to take care of their own state first.